Good morning. It is December 10th, 2015. The time is 05:27 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. I don't know, does my voice sound a little bit different? And yes, it's called a cold. I do have the scratchy throat, dry throat, going on right now, which is a clear sign of, yes, I do have a cold. And one of my prime remedies, and actually I've been doing this for 2 days because I've been feeling it coming on, and I think I got a handle on it. I just have to let it run its course. But you can see from the audio art what my remedy is. If I catch it early enough, the onset of a cold, that when it runs its course, it goes a little bit smoother. And that's taking about 4-5 grams of vitamin C, along with 1 or 2 aspirins, preferably early in the morning, 2 aspirins. And then another 6 hours later, do the same. So I'll be taking some vitamin C and aspirin in with me, as far as at lunchtime. And it sort of keeps the edge of the cold going full blown. And it doesn't surprise me where it's at right now, because I do have some coworkers, especially one that called in sick yesterday. So thus my skipping of not having an audio yesterday. Just didn't feel... And that's the other thing, when you start having a cold, you just don't feel like doing anything. You're just a blob of mush, basically. I haven't really gotten there, because I wake up in the morning and I get going. I'm good for the course of the day. And the scratchy throat, dry throat, and then the sinuses start kicking in. I was after work yesterday, a little bit more so now than it has in the last couple of days, that I've been doing the vitamin C aspirin precautionary help assist to get through this, because you can never get rid of a cold. You can always go along for the ride, I guess, and let it go through once it catches. You can prevent getting a cold by doing various things hygienically, washing your hands and trying to stay out of the field of coughs. But I think I saw a schematic to where if you were in a room, and, you know, an average-sized room, and even if you were on the other side and somebody sneezed and they covered their face and stuff like that, there's still going to be particles that are flying. So I think that's more for, just the fact that you're trying to prevent the germs from spreading. So, and... But a very good precautionary method during cold season, especially if you work in an area where there's a lot of traffic and you work with quite a few people, that you wash your hands. Because if you pick up various things during the course of the day, the people that have picked up that particular item prior to that, and that's just... one of my 6 cats, Bug, that is meowing in the background. She is just coming through a thing of being in heat. She is, I guess you could say, sexually active. So she's running that course, just like I'm going to be running my cold, but completely 2 different things. But she's gotten a little bit better. She's been a lot vocal here the last couple days. So it's a good thing that we got the 2 males, her brothers, fixed, as far as so there wouldn't be any interbreeding, family breeding, I guess you could say, here in the house. But we're gonna eventually get Bug fixed, and Dora, the other female cat that we have, and she hasn't really gone. But Bug is being a little bit nicer now. The last 2 days, she's been just meowing a scream. Being in that way, I guess. And so the only thing we can do is just sort of be patient with her. And we are. And let her particular issue run its course, just like my cold, I guess. But I'm feeling pretty good getting my day started. I am, my back, my throat is a little bit hoarse, I guess. And get a few coughs, but if anything, I really think if I keep up with the vitamin C and aspirin regimen here over the next couple of days, I will be weathering the storm somewhat a lot easier than I would without. And the key was to, I'm going to still feel pretty grogged out, but I'm able to sleep. I did sleep and stuff like that, but the cold season is here during the holiday season, you know, and I usually get one of these at least once a year where I have to run a course, but I try and catch it to where, I don't, have to call in sick to the day job. The coworker that I spoke to on the phone when he was calling in last night, his sickness has been going on for at least a week now, where he has actually felt better come in, and then he just got worse and went, and he sounded like total crap last night or yesterday as I was ending my shift, and he called in saying he couldn't make his shift, and so he just and the thing is, he's a good co-worker because he's apologizing and is like, what are you going to do? You know, if you're sick and you know, you can't function, it's better just to stay home, to let it run its course, so you don't get your coworkers and friends, you know, sick as well, because it's a domino effect. And I know if, right now I'm at the point where I've got it under control. See how the day goes, take it one day at a time, and in a couple of days it should pass, but by some chance it may take a left-hand turn in a direction to where I get really sick, then I would call in sick. And that's one thing I can say, that because of this vitamin C aspirin regimen, that I have not really called in sick. I've been out of the service for 18 years now, and out of the United States Air Force, where in the 20 years I was in the Air Force, I can honestly say I was bedridden sick with a cold maybe two times in those 20 years, to where I had to, and one of the two times I was directed to. I didn't want to, but I was directed, you will go back to the barracks and you will stay there for a couple days to get better after going to get see the doctor if you need any medicines and stuff like that. But I've been out 18 years now, and I could say that bedridden sick with a cold, with the flu, probably three, maybe four times. So that's not a bad record, and it's primarily because of the vitamin C. Primarily the vitamin C. I'm a strong believer in vitamin C. I usually take a gram or two every day or every other day. But when the onset of a cold comes on, that gets jacked up to about 4 or 5 grams every 6 hours to 8 hours. And it seems to do the trick, because I've done it a number of times on myself. I don't know if it'll work for everybody, but I know they have these high concentration vitamin C packets with other vitamins. And here comes bug again, that they sell for that purpose, to boost up your vitamin C. So I'm weathering the storm. I'm having my first cup of coffee. I'm having a conversation here with my cat friend Bug, and I hope you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Drink lots of fluids also if you're sick. Throw in the vitamin C and maybe an aspirin if you can tolerate the aspirin. I know a lot of people can't, but that's I'm an aspirin type of guy. So y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Peace.